It's going to be quite a while before we know exactly how bad coronavirus really is and this unique strain, COVID-19, is. But it's causing a lot of disruption, that is for sure, whether you're talking about Wall Street, whether you're talking about the oil industry, whether you're talking about sporting events and the suspension of the NBA season and all the drama that was happening in downtown Oklahoma City yesterday because of the positive test from a Utah Jazz player. Everything kind of mounting up. And as we mentioned, agriculture most certainly not immune at all. The markets have been in shambles. Cattle markets are plunging down under a lot of pressure on our agricultural futures. The CME indicates they're going to close the floor trade. Most of the trade now is done electronically, so it doesn't matter a whole lot, but the symbol of no floor trade is very real indeed. And then you've got things like the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo making the decision to shut down. Actually, the show itself didn't probably want to shut down, but City of Houston said, close her down. They say, we will comply. A lot of folks that had livestock ready to show at Houston, very upset, as you might well expect. You've also got things like the American Farm Bureau Federation Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference that was planned for this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. It's been canceled. And then you've got things like the All-Tech One Conference held each year in May in Lexington, Kentucky. It brings in thousands of folks from multiple countries. They've decided to go basically cancel the live event and turn it into a quote-unquote virtual event. Crazy times, most certainly, in agriculture and well beyond. That's all I've got for you right now. From the Heartland, I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.